The minister of the Antioch Church, where gunmen opened fire on Sunday, killing one woman and injuring six other people, says he's doing well. Joey Spann, who's also a youth basketball coach, says he expects to return to both the sidelines and the pulpit soon. His wife, Peggy, is also recovering after being wounded in the attack. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Spann was greeting churchgoers following the conclusion of services at Burnett Chapel Church of Christ when he saw a masked gunman walking purposefully from the parking lot to the sanctuary. Spann recalls urging members to run and trying to stop the gunman by throwing a container. The gunman, whom police have identified as Emmanuel Sampson, then opened fire at close range, hitting Spann just above the chest.
And I said, honey, he's killed me. And I said, I'm dying and I'm sorry.
Spann also lost a finger in the attack. He credits trained nurses who were at Burnett Chapel that day for saving his life. Police say Sampson had also attended the church in the past, but Spann says he does not recall him. He suggests Sampson could have been part of a group of young Sudanese-born men who taught Vacation Bible School a few years ago, but hadn't attended much since. Spann says he's puzzled as to why the congregation would be targeted. Police have not yet released a motive, but are investigating the shooting as a potential civil rights crime. Spann describes the church as racially mixed and says it had good relations with its neighbors.
There was no enemies, no hostilities held toward anyone. It's just hard to figure out why. I don't know why.
Spann also had warm words for Melanie Crow, the 38-year-old woman killed in the shooting. She had been one of the first to depart church that day, which meant she met the shooter in the parking lot. Spann describes Crow as a precious person whose daughter had just been baptized. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.